Is anyone over 100 here? So just think of me as acting 100, and then you'll all be younger than I am. So, are we?
No.
Am I talking yet? We'll figure it out, yes. Is there a...
What's the question?
Oh, I don't have a vi. It's just a... So, I was, This whole milestone was just driven home by receiving one of these in the mail. For those of you maybe looking at this and wondering what it is, it's an AARP card, the American Association of Retired People, and they send it to you as official proof that you're now old. So I was very thrilled to do that, and I wanted to talk about this experience. When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and guitar, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. But when your best days are yester, the rester twice as dear. A 1, 2, 3, what good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds? Or a succulent pear if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds? Before it's too late, stop trying to wait for fortune and fate you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate, there's nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living, time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to take time, for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. Well, I never wondered if I was afraid when there was a challenge to take. And I never thought about how much I weighed when there was still one piece of cake. Well, maybe it's meant the hours I've spent feeling broken and bent and unwell. But there's still no cure, so heaven sent as a chance to raise some hell. Everybody, oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. Now when the drearies do attack and the siege of the sads begins, I throw these regal shoulders back and lift these noble chins. Give me a girl who is gorgeous and strong, someone who's sexy and steady. Give me a night that's romantic and long, and give me a month to get ready. Now I could waylay some aging old maid and persuade her to play in some cranny, but it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a gal who calls me Grampy. Oh, it's time to start living, time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. Now sages tweet that age is sweet, good deeds and good work earn your laurels. But what could make you feel more obsolete than being noted for your morals? Here is a secret I never have told. Maybe you'll understand why. I believe if I refuse to grow old, then I can stay young till I die. Now I've known the fears of 50-odd years. I've had troubles and tears by the score. But the only thing I trade them for is 51 more. My turn, folks. Last one's on me. Oh, it's time to keep living, time to keep taking from this world I'm given. You are my time, so I'll throw off my shawl. And watching your flings be flung all over makes me feel real young all over in just no time at all.
Okay. All right. Okay, age be damned. I stepped on the cord, yes, okay. Nope, try this again. All righty, so, in order to get really to any birthday, you have to live. You have to actually survive to that particular birthday. And, I almost didn't. I had a wonderful near-death experience, and I wrote a song about it, and I think now is really the perfect time to talk about it, because in a way, it's also a very life-affirming thing, you know, to get through it, to have a challenge, have it backfire on you, and then to, you know, live to tell about it. And then when I say that this song has some scary parts to it, you know, because, well, it was the near-death thing, but don't worry, I did live. Oh, a good friend and I, we were in San Francisco. We'd rented a car for the ride to LA. He drove the first leg west through the mountains and made it exciting for us on the way. It was my turn to drive when we got to the ocean. I owed him some thrills, so I let off the brakes. Pacific Coast Highway, one lane each direction. Due south, on the outside, no room for mistakes. Can you imagine a challenge so thrilling? You'd risk your life for the rush that it gives. Can you imagine why someone might chance it? To be safe is to die, to dare is to live. Oh, I tore up that highway, the ocean below us. I recklessly passed other cars like the wind. Went cruising round sharp curves, the road, my seductress. Speed limits flew by, far too fast to take in. We stopped at Nepenthe, had lunch by the ocean. I said I'd keep driving. My friend had a beer. With even less caution, I re-entered traffic. Felt truly alive, I had nothing to fear. Can you imagine a challenge so thrilling? You'd risk your life for the rush that it gives. Can you imagine why someone might chance it? To be safe is to die, to dare is to live. Oh, then there came a road sign. It showed a right angle. I didn't believe that it meant what it did, but that curve was a bad one. The pavement was sandy. The car lost its footing and started to skid. With a small dose of luck, well, I might have controlled it, but oncoming traffic did not leave me room. Spun halfway around, the front fender caught guardrail, rolled onto the roof, sliding backwards towards doom. Strung up like puppets, helpless and hopeless, there's no comprehension at all. Adrenaline high, likely to die, was it really worth taking the fall? Oh, so blindly we slid towards the cliff by the ocean. Could we survive the 100-foot drop? Ah, hanging by seatbelts, as fate played her hand out. 3 feet from the edge, the car lurched to a stop. Well, we climbed out the windows, ran to a safe distance. A tourist with a camera, that's right, took our photograph. We sat on the cliffside, we watched the sunset. We looked at each other and started to laugh. Can you imagine a challenge so thrilling? You'd risk your life for the rush that it gives. Can you imagine why someone might chance it? To be safe is to die, to dare is to live.
Oh, so do I regret having taken those chances for one wild ride and one wild skid. While I don't think I'll ever drive Route 1 the same way, I'll never regret going once like I did. Can you imagine a challenge so thrilling that you'd risk your life for the rush that it gives? Can you imagine why someone might chance it? To be safe is to die, to dare is to live. To be safe is to die, to dare, and to try is to live. True story, true story. Thank you. And I did actually go back and find the spot several years later. And it was about 100 feet down onto really jagged rocks. And if we had gone over the edge, probably would not be here to sing this song to you. So I see my lovely wife, Bonnie, has arrived, who's had to put up with me these last couple of days as I've just, you know, become old over, you know, instantly in my head. But it's good that she's here, because I have a couple of birthday requests for her, and so I'm hoping that maybe a few of these she can grant me. Well, I'd rather you make fun of me in front of me than you make fun of me with friends behind my back. I really know you care when you laugh at me and stare and mock the social graces that I lack. Oh, baby, I'd rather you make fun of me in front of me than you make fun of someone else when I am there. I know I'm first in, know I'm first in your mind as you tease me endlessly. And that's a closeness both of us can share. Okay, and I have another request. Well, I'd rather that you ridicule me raucously than that you mutter ridicule under your breath. I want it loudly said that I snore too much in bed and that my halitosis smells like death. Oh, baby, I'd rather that you ridicule me raucously than that you whisper ridicule so I can't hear. I like to be in earshot when you taunt me ruthlessly. It's always very special when you're near. And then something else I'd like for you to do for me. I'd rather have your hate for me told straight to me, then be a little secret that I'll never know. It's touching and it's sweet to see contempt that runs so deep, 'cause that's the way I know you love me so. Oh, baby, I'd rather have your hate for me told straight to me than that you pass your hatred on through a close friend. It's clear you have strong feelings when you scorn me viciously, and that's what really matters in the end. Okay, and then I have one more request. I'd rather you have your affair at our lair than that you sneak around and go to a hotel. It just wouldn't be right for you to stay out half the night, then have to lie and say your best friend wasn't well. Oh, baby, I'd rather you have your affair at our lair than have to wonder where you've gone when you're away. At least you are still near me when you're here with someone else, and that's enough to get me through the day. Yeah, that's That's a closeness both of us can. It's always very special when you're. That's what really matters in the end. Thank you so much. So I hope that maybe a few of those things we can work out. Especially, yes, after I air them so publicly. Okay, so this is a little bit of a risk, and this is kind of brand new. Not so much the music, but so do any of you know the Kiss song Beth? It's something like Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. No, nobody knows it. Okay, so let me ask you, do any of you watch Glee? Because this song was featured prominently on Glee, but you probably wouldn't admit it, right? Do any of you watch Glee but are not willing to admit it in this folk audience? Well, anyway, okay, there you go. So this was apparently featured, so maybe you did hear the song there, but this is a touching song about, and it's like, it's strange for Kiss to do this kind of touching ballad. It's got beautiful strings on the arrangement, and it's about this person who's more into their music than they are their girl. So I thought that I would kind of work on a more modern take to this, something that was a little more relevant to me. While I enjoy music, it's really just a part-time hobby. But there are other things that sort of take my time, and I thought that there might be a way to make the song more relevant. So I'm giving this a try. Oh, Beth, I got your email, but I can't reply right now. 'Cause my Farmville crops are dying, and I really have to plow. Just a few more hours, and I'll tweet that I am through. I think the cows need milking. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? If my friends would take my invites, I'd be through it no time flat. But they're sick of my Farmville updates, so they won't IM me back. Just a few more hours, and I'll video chat with you. Your emoticon shows lonely. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? Beth, you have gone offline, and I hope you'll be all right. 'Cause I'm gonna be in Farmville all night. All night. All night. Thank you. Okay. So I really do have to beg my wife forgiveness, because this may not be her favorite little tune, but I know Ellen likes it, and on the occasion of my 50th birthday, well, I got a crow. I'm just the cleverest fellow 'twas ever my fortune to know. I taught a trick to my shadow to stick to the tip of my toe. I got a crow. I got a brag. I think it's sweet. I have fingers and feet. I can wiggle and wag. I can climb trees and play tag with the breeze in the meadow below. I got a crow. Well, if I was a very ordinary, everyday thing, I'd never be heard cock-a-doodling round like a bird. That's absurd, but naturally, when I discover the cleverness of a remarkable me, how can I hide it when deep down inside it just tickles me so that I gotta let go and crow? Arr, 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 arr.
And thank you. Thank you, Ellen. Ellen, thank you so much for the opportunity, Jake. I appreciate it. And thank you all for helping me make this a really, really special birthday.
Well, that was a great performance, and let's give Howard one more hand. And if you haven't signed his card, please do so, and I'll give it to him. There's still extra cake left on the table out there, and I have cake for Howard, too. I set aside a piece for him.